So with our final day with a focus on our tracking theme, I wanted to bring about the concept of inner tracking. And there's two things that I want to share around this really. One is the tracking of the kind of invisible and feeling realm of other beings. So for example, when you became the mammal on your way to your sit spot, I wonder if you had a sense in a feeling realm of how that animal felt, perhaps when a bird alarmed at it, or if you were a prey animal when you heard the alarm call of a bird and wondered if there was a predator coming. How did that feel at a cellular, visceral level? Equally, as you are tracking the footprints of animals, can you tune into your sense of empathy and feel what they might have felt in that moment? So that's one form of the kind of inner tracking of the outer world, so of other beings. But then there's also inner tracking in terms of tracking your own inner landscape. So, for example, this could apply to the emotional realm within myself. I find it really helpful if I notice a feeling arising, perhaps a feeling of sadness. I can just pay attention to what sensations are going on in my body, and rather than layer on a story of I'm feeling sad, it must mean this, bring about some questions. So ask what this emotion has brought me as a message. Is it that I have a sense of loss around something, or a sense of grief at the loss of something? And how can I meet any underlying needs that this emotion is bringing me awareness of? And this can be really helpful, especially in more complex relationships where emotions come up and might have patterns and stories to them. To start questioning what those sensations mean, how can they be helpful messengers rather than repeating a pattern that might not be serving you and the other person or being anymore. So I just wanted to bring in that as a concept. And for me, this links really strongly with the aspect that I brought last week with how our mood can be reflected by the birds. So sometimes I've gone out to my sit spot, perhaps not in the most peaceful of states, and I might sit there and notice that it seems quiet and a bit dull or boring out. And sometimes that can be a reflection of my mood, and over time of sitting there, often then a warmth comes towards me from the natural world in the form of bird song or perhaps a sighting of an animal. And there's a conversation between me and the natural world in that way. So I don't know if that will make sense for each of you, but I hope it's a helpful concept to sit with and wonder about. But how could you transfer all that we've explored in the outer realm this week of tracking and questioning and being curious about what you notice with your internal states? And I hope you've enjoyed becoming nature detectives and being with all those questions and experiences this week. And I look forward to connecting with you next week on our next theme. Okay, I hope you have a good sit spot and I'll connect with you tomorrow.